is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. We're here to have another program. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Program, Information, and tonight is our paranormal event. So, everybody, need some call-ins tonight. Let's do a clearing here, and let's do a timeline crash for, what do you think, Carrie, you out there? What's your timeline crash on?
Yeah, I'm out here. Let's see. Well, it's Friday, and probably most people have worked all week. Let's see. Maybe, what can we think of? Something to do with tiredness or, you know, something to do with the end of the week. Maybe lots of people have to do jobs they don't like, so maybe frustration, boredom, tiredness. I'm trying to think of all the...
Yeah, timeline crash for, let's do it for one for being tired.
Okay.
So here we go. One, crashing this timeline. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, well, as Ron said, we're welcoming callers tonight, and we're on, because it's Friday, we're on station two, so the numbers are a little bit different. I'm assuming that, Ron, you and I are on lines one and two, so the best one to try first, I think, would be the 415 number, if you'd like to call in about anything paranormal for Paranormal Friday. So that number is 415-287-0074. So, Ron, while we're waiting for somebody to call and for any other questions, we do have Cindy is asking for a grief clearing. Her cat Einstein died. So sorry to hear that, Cindy. He sounded like a great cat. So I don't know. Maybe, Ron, you can see if Einstein's spirit is still floating around and maybe get that particular spirit out of the reincarnation loop and a grief clearing for Cindy.
Yeah, that'll be done. So let's do the grief clearing, and I'll work on the other one after the program here during the night here. Here we go. Grief clearing, boy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay, so that should help all of you out there here. So let's do a clearing now for heartache. Here we go. So this is a timeline crash for that also. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I don't see any other questions yet, just lots of people chatting and commenting on the FOSS chat. So we do have, looks like a nice big crowd this evening. So maybe, Ron, does that, just bringing a question up in my mind about Cindy's cat, do our pets have death barcodes on them as we do, or are they free of those usually? How does that apply to pets?
I think they're probably freed of the barcodes. Not that they couldn't have one, but typically they're probably freed from that.
Okay. Well, that's good. So while we're waiting for some questions to be typed into the fast chat or a caller to call in, I'll just remind everybody that since it's Friday night, Ron has his Q&A after the show this evening. So at a little bit after 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern time, Ron will be on the Q&A conference call that he provides for all of us for free. And if you have not been on that yet, you can come on and ask Ron any question that you may have. And if you've typed something into the fast chat and we haven't had time to cover it, that's another way that you can get your question answered. And the number for that is 646-519-5800. So call into that just a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN number, and the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. And once you're on the call, unless you're the one speaking, if you can do a *6 to mute the line, then it's nice and quiet for everybody. And Ron usually starts with people on the East Coast because it's pretty late at that point for people on the East Coast and works across or anybody that's new. And if you are new, don't worry if your question sounds silly. We've all had those questions, so jump on in with anything you want to talk about. So let's see, have we got any questions yet? Yes, it does look like we do. Okay. Oh, dear. Kathy is saying that her son is getting married on 11-11-11. Oh, my goodness. Should I timeline crash that date now? Kathy is asking.
Wouldn't be a bad idea, you know. Probably not a bad idea.
So just put that date into it rather than an emotional issue?
I would put the thing of probably your son's name. Since you're doing it for a timeline crash for your son, you want to sign up for your son for that. And, you know, crash that, maybe even get one for the lady that she's marrying, and just do that timeline crash for, you know, each one of them separately. That's what I would probably do. Boy, a lot of energies on those days. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Edward. Oh well, wait. We have a question from Yolanda. What do you mean by timeline crashing? So maybe you want to explain that before I read the next question. What is a timeline crash?
Okay, so a timeline crash is you could go to the website and go to I believe it's probably photos on the bottom, creationlightship.com website, and then just go through the pictures there, and you're going to see some of the clouds that I took pictures of from New York, and some of them are very interesting as they were, you know, going through a timeline crash. So a timeline crash is how you are abducted. Well, start over again. You're abducted onto a timeline, and so the way you get off of a timeline is to have an emotional issue brought forth by you, because they only abduct you through your emotional stuff. And then from there, what you do is do a timeline crash on it, and when you do the timeline crash, then it takes you off of that timeline. So you could be on, you know, 20, 50, 100 of these timelines with this one issue. We'll just say the issue is fear. So you have fear and things. That's how they want you, abduct you, because of the fear that you are resonating to. And that's what they do. So it's a good way to get out of that situation, you know, with your own life, to feel more peace, is to do a timeline crash to get off of that. So the timeline crashes are with emotional issues, and this is why you want to get off of them, because you want to be abducted, you know, too much, you know, any longer as they do this to you on the timelines. So hopefully I answered that question okay. Remember, they only take you because of your emotions, and the emotions that you have is how they abduct you. Once you do a timeline crash, then you're off of the timelines on an emotional issue that you have, you know, resonated to. It could be a lot of them, but as you start doing them more and more, you start feeling yourself more at ease. So back to you, Carrie. Did I answer that good, you think? Or do you need
to add? Yeah, and I think just one thing to add is we normally all automatically want to get rid of the emotions that we find uncomfortable, the negative ones like fear and sadness and grief and all those kinds of things. But the ones that we would consider positive, like joy and happiness and so forth, are generating new timelines and abductions and keeping us in judgment just as the negative ones are. So just a reminder to do those, you know, the ones that we consider positive as well as the ones that we consider negative. Because I know certainly for me, I was doing all the ones I don't, all the emotions I don't like experiencing first. Let's see. We had somebody with a sprained ankle. Oh, yes, Edward. Edward is asking for an emergency healing for a sprained right foot and ankle. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I'm looking at that. Let's get rid of entities first of all. Here we go. So entity release. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And now we'll do some healing work there, getting rid of pain if we can. So stronger. This will work for everybody else, too, if you have a situation. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's see how he's feeling. We can do a timeline crash for that here. We'll do that for emotional issue. Could be like, we'll just say body sabotage, okay? Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, Terry, let's see how everything is doing here. So back to you.
Okay. Wow, I feel like I have hands around my throat from that last one. That's weird. The body sabotage. Wow. Okay. Edward, if you want to type in or call in and let us know how you're feeling, that would be great. So Kathy is asking if she should use the maybe do a natal barcode clearing for the 11-11-11 wedding date of her son. I'm wondering, maybe that might be a good idea, actually. I don't know how that would work. Ron, what do you think?
I want to do the natal. Go on to the natal chart and clear those numbers.
Okay, so
what
I would do is
natal chart clearing.
Okay. So I'm just going to give the number out one more time real quick for calling in tonight. If anybody would like to do that, it's 415-287-0074. And again, the Q&A is after the show this evening, and the number for that is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, then the pound sign. And then also, Sunday, Ron, you have your 8-hour healing call, correct?
Yeah, so that's where we get rid of these alien critters that are inside of our body. They're energetic. And we can take out one of them here. The octopus is a pretty strong one, so we'll get rid of that for some people. And we'll get rid of one of these, maybe out of dozens or more. So here we go. Give you a sample here, having an octopus being released from you. Something you can tell your neighbor all about. So here we go. First tentacle is going to be
or
released.
Not.
Yeah, take some notes, everybody, in case they ask you questions. So first tentacle, this one's wrapped around your net. That one's being released now. Count to 10 as it leaves you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second tentacle. This is kind of going around your upper chest, breast area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next one here is kind of around your right shoulder, underneath your armpit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The next one kind of wraps around your neck again. That's number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6, kind of around the top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tentacle number 7, that kind of goes inside, wraps around your stomach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 8, kind of goes through your eye sockets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's his tentacles released. Now we'll get rid of the body itself. Here we go. And this is just kind of inside of you. Also around your throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that one's released. Let's go to the poisons now. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll get rid of the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll get rid of the ones that died inside of you, the carcasses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So back to you, Carrie. I think I heard a beep there, maybe.
Yes, I think I did, too. Is anyone on the line?
Yes, it's Edward calling in about...
Oh, great.
You worked
Hi,
on
Edward.
My
Welcome.
Ankle. Yeah, I can't stand on it. It's right now I can't bear weight. It's and I didn't really... I just twisted it about maybe 4 or 5 hours ago, just walking on the street, walking on the curb, and I kind of fell off the curb.
Ouch.
Or just stepped funny. I didn't actually fall down, but and it was fine for about 3 hours, and then all of a sudden, the pain came up pretty severe.
So, did you feel anything from the entity release that Ron did, or the there was another clearing, a timeline crash for it? The body sabotage. Did you feel any relief from that?
It's hard to tell because it's still pretty painful.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Can you do any pain clearing on it, Ron? I guess that would be the only thing left right now since Ed was
Yeah, let's do some pain here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how was that for you?
Feels well, slightly better, but I really still can't walk on it. I think maybe doing a light infusion healing would be helpful.
Yeah, and maybe the circulatory, because you'll be, when things swell up, you get a lot of extra lymph and other fluid in there.
Mm-hmm.
The circulatory might
yeah.
be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else would be on there.
Skeletal.
Is there a pain one online right now, Ron? I can't remember if that's on there still.
I think we got a pain clearing, I think.
Okay. I'm just checking.
They can check out. I think we have one for pain. And now
yeah.
we got the special clearing that they can do.
Oh, yes. And then there's that special one, special event. Let me see. I'm just looking, punching it in to see how much that one is. Oh, it's not coming up. Okay. But, yeah, any of those, Edward, would probably help,
mm-hmm.
as well as, at this point, an ice pack.
Right. I am doing the ice pack. I'm doing the usual stuff, yeah. But it was such a minor little, twisting that I'm a little surprised that, pain came up so severely
after
a couple of hours.
Yep, frustrating. Well, you could do some frustration timeline crashes and
right.
anything else that you might have been thinking about or feeling around that time that it happened,
Okay.
Any other ideas, Ron?
No, just entity is one, and then maybe just do the special one so that you're able to put in there to have that. Maybe somebody else could type in a query that they might think would be successful, too, on the fast chat.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody has had something like that, and they went on and felt relief by doing a special clearing, you know, a certain clearing. So that's kind of what I would, we'll see what comes across here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Candy is saying just crush pain and suffering.
Yep. Maybe do a, do a timeline crash for pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for your input.
Sure, good luck with that, Edward.
Okay.
Hope it clears up quickly.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. So, we have the situation where we've got a couple of two different fast chats going, apparently, and sounds like we lost Ron. Oh, no, maybe not.
I'm still here.
You're here. Okay, good. That was Edward's line.
I'm here.
Okay. So, Pete in Australia is feeding me information from the other fast chat. That I cannot see. And so Jennifer is asking for a timeline crash about the end of the world on the 21st, which I know we've done maybe a few of them earlier in the week, but do you want to do, since it's tomorrow, that this little prophecy is coming around?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Here we go. Timeline crash for that. So one, two, three. Oh, I'm yawning. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see how that feels, everybody. And maybe you're going to feel better. So we could have call-ins tonight if anybody wishes to call in and express what they're going through on paranormal stuff. That'd be great. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, we have another question from the mystery second fast chat from Pete in Australia, and he's asking if you could do a timeline crash for worrying about not having enough time, like when you have a deadline at work or something and you're rushing. So that would be a worry timeline for the emotion.
Here we go.
Okay.
Good one for worry. That's a good emotion. See what that does for you. So 1, 2, 3. Any people watching the clouds out there, maybe you can comment if the clouds have been changing the last week from these timeline crashes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see what that does. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Yolanda has a question. About, she's asking, what clearing do you recommend for a five-month-old baby who is underweight and has severe eczema?
Boy, a baby, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking death barcodes and some seven generational stuff, because if they're having trouble that young, they must. I'm guessing that, you know, DNA stuff is getting triggered really early.
That is correct. Yeah.
Came to mind first. The circulatory might be good. I'm sorry, my cell phone is ringing in the distance. I hope that's not coming down the line too badly. Yeah, those would be the two that I would think of. And then the natal barcode, probably. And you could
That would be a good one, too.
And I know you've mentioned we can put in, you know, things like chicken pox or whatever we had as a kid. So maybe put in eczema also into that one.
I would say that, yes.
And Mike is I think, suggesting body rejuvenation would be a good one, too.
Yeah, that would be good, yeah.
So
the body rejuvenation clearing is good for circulatory, somewhat, I think, and bones and muscles, skeleton. So the body rejuvenation does do a lot for those clearings. So, but yeah, it's really hard when a baby has something because you don't know what to, you know, do for the baby. And then, you know, is the baby actually responding to energies in the parents? You know, so maybe the parents have a problem also, and the baby's reflecting that. So that could be, you know, kind of disheartening too. Remember, the sins of the parents are passed on to the children, next generation, you know, something like that. So, and it's probably more of a grandparent association. So you might just see if the grandparents had something similar. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
A crash on the grandparents, or an emotional clearing, possibly on them. If they're not there, do a emotional clearing on the baby, and then do the seven generations, and probably start it from the grandparents. Cause it does skip one generation normally sometimes. So, okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Pete is just asking me to let you know that there have been puppy dog shaped clouds north of Sydney lately, Sydney, Australia, because you were just asking about clouds, so wanted me to let you know that, so that's really nice. And,
very good, very good.
Yeah. So Stephanie has a question. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anything that's out of the ordinary? You know?
In the cloud department?
Yeah, the cloud department or paranormal stuff.
Out of the ordinary,
gosh.
Just
go on and, boy, what do you think we should do tonight, Carrie? Anybody have any suggestions in the fast chat besides timeline crashing?
Something different. Okay. Well, let's have a think here. What should we do? Well, I'm drawing a blank now that you're asking that. Okay, what haven't we done for a long time? So, we don't want to do timeline crashes tonight, so what should we do? What should we do? Do you guys have any ideas? Alan says he has a stake-shaped implant in his head. That's different from timelines. Do you want to check that out?
Okay, what kind of shape is it?
Like a stake.
A steak,
I'm assuming,
huh?
Like a stick, not a steak and fries steak.
Okay, so maybe he realizes that, let's see here. Yeah, we can take out an object that you may have. Let's do that. Maybe we have a clearing for objects on the website. And this can help people who have aches in their body, don't know where they're coming from, as these objects get activated through time. And they could be time-coded, which means that the aliens could have wanted you to experience this pain right now, maybe 20,000 years ago. So they put it into your DNA, and as time ticks on, all of a sudden it gets created. So here we go. And then you experience that. So we'll clear an object. So you all need to think of a place in your body that you might have a pain. This is kind of connecting to you. So here we go. Releasing one object. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, see how you feel now. You want to get up and move around? Some people don't feel anything until they actually physically move. So see if your body feels a little bit lighter, which could be the case. Just tune in and see what's happening. Back to you, Jerry.
Okay. Jerry is saying he's seeing more animal clouds. Let's see. I'm just trying to think of something else we can do. I'm wondering if anyone has any birthdays. Maybe we can go up to the lightship and have some birthday cake. Would you like to do that, Ron? Or I'm just trying to think of something new and different, and nothing is coming to mind quickly.
Yeah, we did that already on one of the previous shows, I think. So let's
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know.
All right.
Get some more input from people.
Yeah. What would you guys like to do aside from timeline crashing? So if you have any other requests, maybe of things that we haven't done in a while on the show. Tony, in the meantime, is asking, what is going on if clouds fall apart in the sky?
That's the presentation of the timelines being disjointed. Remember, you're looking into a billboard. Look out of your eyes. What you're seeing may not be real. It may be a movie set. So as you look out of your eyes, and you're seeing the movie set falling apart around you. And this is what they're doing up there really high, and then it kind of filters down to you. But the clouds are the representation of a timeline that's disintegrated. Just go to the website and look at the weird-looking clouds, the square clouds that are from New York. You get an idea what happened. You may have seen them yourself. And we've been doing this since October. So if you do see weird clouds in the sky that look like pieces of ice floating like in the ocean, but they're up in the sky, that's because of timeline crashes. I think I've heard a beep there.
Yes.
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you and Siri?
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I just want to, I just called in for a complimentary thank you for healing. And what it is that I had a relative who, I didn't know his motive, but I always felt stress from him. So I stopped my strategy. I stopped writing to him, and I wrote to his wife. And wonderful things happen, as you know, Ron, when you talk to a woman instead of a man sometime. And what came back to me is that she called me, and she explained his motive. And his motive was that he didn't trust people. He loved people, but he didn't trust people. And I said, well, his motive is that he loves people in token service, but he doesn't trust people in regard to his deeds and his practices. And it seems like blackballing from between the two family systems. And so I got a big healing from that. The stress released, and I awakened to his motive sense. That helped a lot. Did you have a comment about that, Ron?
That's pretty good. Thank you. That's good, Larry. I don't have much to comment on about that, but that's really, really good, Beth. But sometimes, you know, as there's confrontation out there from people, or, you know, there's always some type of good information, you know, when you connect to somebody, even if you think it's going to be negative. So always look for that little precious gem. And yeah, your friend could just have, you know, emotional problems. He'd probably want to do the emotional clearing if he could. That way he could become more centered and be able to maybe interface more with people, because sometimes people get shut down and they just don't want to communicate.
I see. Well, that sounds good. Okay, I'm making a quick note of that. That sounds good to, for references.
How are your clouds out there, Larry?
Pardon me?
How are your clouds out there? I've been having quite nice puffy ones in L.A.
I'm still checking on them. I haven't seen too many of them, Sari, but I'm still laboring on trying to see something out there. Sometimes it's all clear and I can't see anything, but I'm still checking on that. You also asked about what could we do this evening. I don't know, but what I was thinking is that we could all do a comparative on the light and heaven and hell and what they mean, and the aliens and what they mean to us, and the light beings and what they mean to us, and do a comparative between one and the other and see what we come up with.
I probably don't want to give you the hell energy.
Okay.
I want to end up like a crispy critter, you know, in your chair here. But I will do the comparison to what I guess we'd call heaven. People think when you die, you go to heaven. So we'll do this one here. And then we'll show you what light really is. So here's the heaven energy, everybody. If you haven't been there, you're going to know what it feels like after this. So if you're a Christian listening and you can't wait for Jesus to take you to heaven, remember, the light of the darkness, Jesus will do that to you. He'll oblige you in doing that, because this is where you'd be going. So here we go. Light of the darkness, heaven. Doesn't exist in the true light. So one, two, and you probably felt it in churches anyway, so it's not going to be anything new to you probably. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I got to stop. It's too heavy for me. Okay, there it is. That's the heaven energy, everybody. So you can't wait to go to. Man, they're ready to hook you up, you know, tie you up and shackle you. Now, we're going to give you the take that away now. And we're going to bring you into true light. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so there we go. See how that feels, everybody?
Very nice. Thank you.
It was very good, yes. Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Okay, we got our Q&A coming up here in about 15 minutes. The phone number is 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. So let's do out there, Carrie?
Yeah, I think that was Larry's line hanging up.
Okay.
So let's see, we do have quite a few questions popping up. Let's see, Stephanie is asking for pain clearing for a dog.
Here we go. Count to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Question about, does space clearing clear stargates? No, it does not. But we do have a clearing for planets and stars, and that, I think, is in that same clearing. So that you may wish to go into that one. I think it's a whole lifetime clearing, if I'm not mistaken, or it's just a special clearing that we have that you can go into. It's the planet and stars and vortexes, I believe. Have you done that clearing yourself, Carrie?
I think I did that some time ago. Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to pull it up right now on the website. I'll let you know when I have it. Let's have a look here. Sorry about all the no. For
some reason,
some
peace energy here for everybody.
Okay.
It'll be much like we had before with the light. So here we go. Carrie's looking for that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So, Shirley, just curious how you found out there was a vortex in your backyard. Might want to call in if you can, unless you only have a phone line that you're using, you know, to get on the internet here. Maybe you could type something in. Did you feel it yourself? Weird energies in your backyard, or did somebody tell that to you? Just, I was kind of curious. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I have found that one, and it's called Planet Star Cording Removal, and it includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, asteroids, and comets. And it is $100, and you can do it for a pet or a plant or yourself. And then if you want to do the unlimited, that's the usual additional $50 if you want to, you know, have it for always, which is a good thing to do on most of these because you do get recorded to everything. So let's see. I'm scanning back for a question. I've had a couple of pages that just keep blanking out, so here I go. Okay. There was something, somebody was asking about the Lord's Prayer. Oh, maybe Ed was asking about the Lord's Prayer, and somebody was asking about one of the others to, if we could do timeline crashes or clearings on lines within prayers. What would
we can do a Lord's Prayer crash. Let's do that.
Okay.
Here we go. So, a lot of energy here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, a lot of disconnections here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. There we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Stephanie has a question to do with that, but also to do with the Light of the Darkness Heaven energy that you were bringing in. She's asking the line, I pray the Lord my soul to take, that line in a prayer, should that be crashed, just that line?
Yeah, you could crash that, yes, uh-huh. Remember, this
okay.
is all light of the darkness stuff almost always. Jesus would not instruct you to pray, okay, especially outside of yourself. And so even though that's part of what they claim his teachings are, he still would not tell you to go outside of yourself to connect to something, just like people do normally, you know, to expect a favor when you pay money going to a church. So that's kind of how it would be. That's how I perceive that. He probably would tell you to connect to your spirit and get your guidance from that. So I'm sure that it could be pretty much correct what's in the Bible, but I don't perceive it the way it is brought forth, okay? So he may have just been giving thanks, you know, for the source energy for his maybe his life here and everything else. A lot of people here, even when they eat, they bless their food. They bless the earth spirit for bringing them food to eat. It'd be much like what he was doing. But as far as having something take you, no, because you're not connected to source energy. Okay? Your spirit is your only connection, so you're asking something outside of yourself, which you know nothing about, and to take you, you know, for that phrase, to take my soul to keep. No, that's not, and the Lord, you know, like I said, that's why the light never channels, because, you know, the Lord could be anything, okay? It's typically an alien, so you're connecting yourself up to alien groups. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff there which has different meanings for the words and how they're brought forth. And the only thing you should be doing is talking to your spirit, doing the mind to heart drop, and that way you're able to connect to your own source energy, which is you, and nothing outside of yourself. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Mike is asking if we can have a sample of the mind loop 1 and 2 clearings, I think. If there is time, can you sample mind loops 1 and 2 and the cellular mental is how he's written it?
Well, we can do the mind loop 1 clearing, which is repetitive thoughts that you have inside of your head all the time. That's how the aliens abduct you, through your thoughts. And here we go. So 1, 2, especially repetitive thoughts. 3, 4, and they give you those too. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Releasing some more of that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now the mind loop 2 is how your spirit felt and maybe your body as it left, you know, the birth canal and hit the pavement here, okay? And all that negativity flocks into it of darkness. Because then you're out of the source energy of your mother's spirit, in that energy, and your own spirit. Mainly it's your mother's. And then from there, it goes sideways. That's why a lot of people have abortions, because the parents take drugs. The mother doesn't have much spirit energy left. The baby's goofed up. And the baby does not want to have... scooped up because of lack of spirit energy when it's being created. Remember, for the needs of source. So you have the baby's energy of the spirit and the mother's. The mother is normally more predominant, you know, in the baby factory region there. And then the spirit will come in and check. and then it will eventually take over the body at some point. So that's why people have abortions, because the spirit does not want to come into that body because of the parents' situations normally. It could be something else, too, but that's the main reason why that would happen. So let's do mind loop two, clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, our show is over. And back to you, Carrie. We'll see you on the 8-hour call, I hope, this Sunday, getting rid of those critters. Hope you took notes on the octopus leaving you, which tentacle you felt the most. That way you can talk to your neighbors, and maybe they might want to get on the calls, too. Now, man, this thing was around my neck, around my throat, around my rib cage, through my eye sockets, and when it got released, I feel better. And they may have the same problem. So anyway, maybe you enjoyed having the poisons released out of you or the dead carcasses. So let's call it quits for tonight. We have our Q&A coming up, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. We'll do the fast chat up on BBS, so if you wish to type in there, you can do so also. And in case you don't want to come online and actually physically talk, we can get your question there. So our next program is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. And we go to the light shift for about 10 minutes. And if you had your whole lifetime clearing of the emotions, then we're going to also be doing some a few special rooms for that, so you can the people that have had it, where their densities have been released more, will have a treat. So let's see you on the special call coming up here. Do you have anything to say, Carrie?
No, I think that's it, Ron. Yeah, so the number again is 646-519-5800, PIN 9009. So Ron will take a few minutes to shift gears, and so, yeah. We'll see you there.
Okay, blessings, everybody.
And thank you very much, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.